I'm Francis Lamb, and this is the show for curious cooks and eaters. So, look, I don't want to be a Midsummer Grinch and slander the ice cream sandwich, because any cookout to which you bring an ice cream sandwich will be a grateful cookout. But if we're honest with ourselves, most homemade ice cream sandwiches kind of fail as sandwiches, right? The cookies are too hard, and so the ice cream squishes out when you bite into them. And actually, fun fact, my friend, the ice cream savant Dana Cree, once told me that commercial ice cream makers actually will make their ice cream sandwiches and then let them sit in the freezer for 6 months to help the cookies get squishy enough to eat. But America's Test Kitchen's Lon Lamb has the key to great, homemade, biteable ice cream sandwiches that you don't have to wait half a year for. And Sally Swift got it from her.
Hey, Lon, good to have you here.
Hi, Sally. It's great to be back.
So you are here with, I think, a pretty perfect idea for summer entertaining, the idea of making your own ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's irresistible. They're childlike, you know?
I love them so much. They take me right back to childhood.
All right. So how did you guys go about taking on the ice cream sandwich?
Well, I started with our favorite recipe for a chocolate chip cookie because it's mm-hmm. so flavorful and it's really easy. And I made 12 perfect ones. I put ice cream in between, squished them, froze them, pulled them out an hour later, and they were terrible.
No. What happened?
They were just rock hard, and they're like the first thing we noticed was they're really thick, and so you it was just so awkward trying to take a bite out of them, and ice cream would squish everywhere, but the cookie wouldn't break. It was we had
so
to
your
start
tooth
from
would
scratch.
Break.
Yeah, for sure.
So what did you have to do to get that cookie to work? Did you give up on that particular recipe?
A little bit, but the breakthrough came when I bought some commercial ice cream sandwiches. And I took them apart and started digging into the cookie and breaking it up. And I realized they're all super wet. And I thought, well, is it water?
Oh.
So I started kind of adding water into the cookie dough. And eventually I realized what was going on was that the sugar in the cookie dissolves in the water. And that syrup that forms, it doesn't freeze at freezer temperatures.
Oh.
It stays soft, and that keeps the cookie just tender enough that you can take a bite, even if you're pulling those sandwiches straight out of the freezer like a week after you make them.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you think about, you know, those classic super cheap chocolate ice cream sandwiches, and
mm-hmm.
the cookie always sticks to your fingers when
yeah.
you eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're soft.
They're wet.
Yeah.
And actually, the other thing I learned was that I didn't just have to put water in the batter. You actually have to let the ice cream sandwiches sit in the freezer overnight. And what happens is some of the water in the ice cream itself migrates into the cookie. So there's an overnight rest, but it just makes the sandwiches perfect. And for me, if I'm entertaining, I want to make everything 1 or 2 or even a week in advance and then just whip mm-hmm. them out and, you know, wow people with this thing that required no last minute work.
Right, that's perfect. So it's funny, though, because, of course, you had the perfect chocolate chip cookie recipe that you had to revamp
yeah.
to turn it into a perfect ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, so...
how tragic.
Well, I learned so much from the test cooks who developed that recipe. The original recipe calls for browned butter, and browning your butter gives it so much more flavor, which is really important because at freezer temperatures, your taste buds just don't work as well. And so anything you can do to make those cookies more flavorful, you should absolutely do. And so I'm browning the butter for these cookies. I'm using mm-hmm. all dark brown sugar instead of a combination of granulated and brown sugar. And that extra kick of molassesy flavor from the dark brown sugar, it's really great. I'm using like 3 times as much vanilla extract.
Right.
A little bit of extra salt. And all of this is just to make sure that even though they're really cold, they're not going to taste flat.
Right. So did you discover a perfect ratio of ice cream to cookie?
Yeah. I spent a bit of time.
How did I know that?
Right. I spent a little bit of time just measuring the dimensions of commercial ones because they've really nailed it. And what we figured out was we want, you want about an inch of ice cream. And so in order for the amount of cookie to be right, you want really thin, quarter-inch thick cookies. And what's nice about this batter, or this cookie dough, I'm calling it a batter because it's so loose it almost looks like a batter, is that it spreads really easily. And so you get these nice flat cookies, and you don't have to flatten them or shape them. You can just kind of plop them on your cookie sheet, bake them at a slightly lower temperature, and they'll just spread and flatten into these perfect circles.
All that water was kismet.
Yeah,
that addition.
It really was. It's weird that the water was the key.
Mm-hmm. Would you have advice on how to get the ice cream in the middle? And also, what, like, is there a type of ice cream that works? Is high fat better? What did you discover about the ice cream part?
So I was working with vanilla ice cream for most of my testing because it's easy and no one ever objects to vanilla with chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
And what I figured out was that you want kind of a 2-inch ball of ice cream, so like a nice hefty scoop. And when you put the ice cream on the first cookie and make the sandwich, you want to use your fingertips to kind of squish everything together. And that's because you can't press as firmly with your fingertips. They'll kind of bend, whereas your palm won't.
Yeah.
And that helps you apply pressure more evenly without deforming the cookies, because they're really soft and you don't want to break them while you're squishing. And I think your best bet is to pick your favorite ice cream and kind of think about the flavors of what you'd want to eat with the cookie. I don't think you can go wrong. Like, if you like it, you put it between those cookies. But when you take the ice cream out of the freezer, take your finger and just press the top. And if you can kind of make a depression without applying much pressure, you can probably just scoop and go. But if the ice cream is really hard and your finger doesn't leave a depression, pop that container in the fridge and pull it out in maybe 15 minutes. That'll let it kind of soften more evenly so that you're not melting the outsides while the center stays rock hard, which is what happens when you leave it on the counter.
That makes total sense. So what is the next combination you're going to be working on?
Oh, man, I hope my bosses
are listening. I have dreams for you.
Yeah, though, this is my favorite game. I started thinking about it, and I would love to try a snickerdoodle. Like, the spices on the outside, like cinnamon's classic, but you could probably do other spices, and all of them would go great with ice cream. Maybe some chocolate, like a cinnamon chocolate sugar cookie combo sounds fantastic to me.
That sounds fantastic, too. Can I put in a request?
Uh-huh, yeah.
How about a ginger with lemon ice cream?
Ooh, that sounds great. Yeah.
All right, you get to work and get back to us, okay?
Will do. I can't wait.
Thank you, Lon.
Thank you.
Lon Lam is senior editor of Cooks Illustrated and a recipe developer for America's Test Kitchen. You can find that recipe for homemade ice cream sandwiches at splendidtable.org.